teach me a history.
Is being recorded. I'm one calling from a company that you've never interacted with based on the assumption that you are on the hunt for new health insurance or something else you aren't interested in. So sit through the rest of this message in the hope that there will be a button you can press that'll put you on the Do Not Call list, which totally exists.
I love unsolicited phone calls, though I'm worried that I've answered my lies. For Greenpeace just gave me a phone call, and something inside of me snapped. And I said, I'm not trying to ignore, but I regret to inform that Addison Love passed away. But he called me from beyond the grave just to give me the words I should say.
different ways to pass the time. I tell you in my dreams I made it, a picture that was only faded.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
See their love bloom. It is rotten. It would you say you do here?
Desk. It was According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there are now more than 1.1 million people living with HIV/AIDS in the U.S., and nearly 200,000 of them don't know they are infected. This sad fact highlights an awareness gap and the need for education. With regular testing, early detection, and increasingly effective treatments, people can manage HIV and live long, productive lives. Visit actagainstaids.org to learn where you can get tested today. A public service message from United Healthcare, actagainstaids.org, and this station.
Oh, 101.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
We'll be right back. It's the smallest state in the union, but one of the most densely populated. It's not really an island, but it was first founded as one. It's the first colony to declare independence from Britain, and my baby's from there. So let's go to Rhode Island. There was a small nuclear explosion there in the 60s. They make lots of toys in Pawtucket, but for some reason cap guns are illegal. H.P. Lovecraft, Ruth Buzzy, and Chris Toppin are from there. So let's go to Rhode Island, baby. It just makes sense. Chalk man coming around with his dog and doling out homemade chalk to the kiddies. There was the Trojan tent where Miss B danced suggestively to Brick House. Marilyn Chambers, Cormac McCarthy, and Tanya Donnelly are from there. So let's go to Rhode Island, baby.
Hi, this is the Guitar Circle New England, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.